Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. If you're not ready for the truth, you're going to need to leave. All right, here's three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Jack Dorsey, out as CEO of Twitter in a move. A big move, no question, as he steps down, taking on the persona of a homeless guy recently, unshaved, unkempt, but hey, he's got a few $1 billion. Number two, federal judge must not be listening closely enough to Ala Fauci, the god of modern medicine, because he has struck down Joe Biden's vaccine mandates in 10 states. We'll explain. Number three, speaking of the 21st century plague, Omicron is the evil variant of the week. In the never-ending fear-mongering and pandemic panic explosion, well, it may not be that dangerous after all. That's what some of the voices are saying. It's important for you to hear as well. That's what the South African scientist and doctor says she's found. She's the one that discovered the variant. The Omicron variant spreads fast, she says, but really not resulting in serious illness. In fact, of the scores of patients she has diagnosed with Omicron, not one. Not one has gone to the hospital. They have mild symptoms. Headaches, fatigue, that sort of thing, and they're better in a few days. So why are so many countries flat out freaking out? That's a hard thing to explain right now. I mean, here in the U.S., many areas are seeing numbers like they have not seen before. States like Michigan and Vermont are heading toward record infection numbers. Even though Michigan has a vaccination rate above 70%, and Vermont, the highest vaccinated state in America, and yet, the numbers are exploding anyway. But I have some good news, and here it is. If the new variant is getting lots and lots of people sick fast, but very few of them are getting serious illness, then that would mean the pandemic is likely very close to being over. And that is good news, because that is exactly how the Spanish flu came to an end in 1920. Read a bit and you'll understand. Massive mutations. You see, as they mutate like this, they propagate, they continue, they spread. They survive evolution. You see, if the virus continues to kill its host constantly, you run out of hosts. And then the virus no longer exists in the wild. This way, it does. It mutates down to the common cold. That's what happened with the Spanish flu. But the big question remains, who can you really believe? Honestly, who can you really believe? So many different voices out there. Is it me? Is it somebody else? I'm just a guy giving you information to the best of my ability. And what about Joe Biden? Even though he cannot pronounce the name of the new variant correctly, he can continue to push the vaccine. Listen to the commander-in-chief.
It's called the Omicron. It is the, to their credit, the scientific community in South Africa quickly notified the world of the emergence of this new variant. This kind of transparency is to be encouraged and applauded because it increases our ability to respond quickly to any new threats. And that's exactly what we did. The very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in Southern Africa. But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron, it cannot prevent it. But here's what it does. It gives us time. It gives us time to take more actions, to move quicker, to make sure people understand you have to get your vaccine.
Omicron, not Omicron, but, I'm just glad he's awake. All right, we're going to shift gears into something quite a bit more serious when it comes to the pandemic. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., been a fringe voice for some activism over the past several decades, but he has become one of the loudest critics of Anthony Fauci and says he's nothing more than a drug mule for the pharmaceutical industry. He says he's a danger to the United States. And Kennedy has a brand new book coming out to talk more about it, The Real Anthony Fauci. Here's part of what he said recently on a podcast.
I'm about to publish a book on Fauci.
Yeah.
And he's, he's basically, he's been there for 50 years. So he's like J. Edgar Hoover. And the only way that you last that age for 50 years is by carrying water for the pharmaceutical industry, and under his watch, he's supposed to prevent autoimmune and allergic diseases. Under his watch, chronic disease has gone from affecting 12% of the American population to 54%. We take more pharmaceutical drugs than anybody in the world. We pay the highest prices. So he's made this country pharmaceutical nation.
Yeah, my brother's allergic to sesame seeds.
But, you know, exactly. And the way that you get allergies is from the aluminum adjuvant in the vaccine, which is put in that vaccine to initiate an allergic response.
So, he's like J. Edgar Hoover. He's been there so long, he's basically got all of this power. He's got all of this power, and he derives it from the pharmaceutical industry. That's one of the claims. Then JFK Jr. goes a lot further, saying Fauci is profiting directly from the vaccines. Says it's all in the new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Listen.
The Moderna vaccine was completely developed by Tony Fauci. He hands it to a private group. They put $2 billion of federal money into allowing them to develop it. And then Tony Fauci's agency keeps half the profits from the vaccine. Oh, it would be like, you know, I've sued EPA many times for being a captured agency. But, you know, what would it be like if EPA made half of its profits selling coal?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. These agencies are not independent agencies. They're completely captured. And you have, and you know, all of the other institutions of government that should stand between a greedy corporation and a vulnerable child have been compromised.
Congress
gets more money, lobbying money, from the pharmaceutical industry than any other industry. They give them double.
So there you have it. Robert Kennedy Jr., son of the former attorney general, presidential candidate, speaking out loudly and forcefully against Anthony Fauci. I give you that voice because he's not afraid of Anthony Fauci or anybody else because of money or being intimidated or bullied. He doesn't care about that. He's a Kennedy. He has plenty of cash. That's not an issue. Blue blood. Old money. Old money. And so I give you that voice because it is interesting to point out that Fauci's been there for 50 years, that he has direct contact with these companies that create the vaccines and the pills and the medications. I didn't know that if acute illnesses and so forth, that we've gone from 12% to 55%. That's an interesting number of illnesses that should not persist in the environment. They do 4 times more today than when Anthony Fauci began his career. And along the way, these companies continue to enrich themselves. But don't forget, Anthony Fauci is the science. We're going to talk about that more after the break. We've got a lot to cover here today when it comes to Omicron. Not Omicron, Mr. President. It's Omicron, but that's okay. Nice presidential seal on your Depends. That's cute. Good to have you here. Good morning. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskOx.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family?
For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.